Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Governor Phil Murphy rolled out his plans for when a COVID-19 vaccine is released. Al Jones with more on that tonight.
Even though a vaccine is still months away, Governor Murphy says New Jersey is ready with a three-point plan.
To provide equitable access to a vaccine. Two, to achieve maximum community protection. And three, building public trust.
Now, the goal is to vaccinate 70% of the adult population as quick as possible, and Murphy doesn't understand folks who say they won't.
If we, based on all the experts, conclude beyond any reasonable doubt that this is safe and efficacious and it can be scaled and delivered in the proper ways, we need folks to do their part.
The vaccination plan comes as numbers in New Jersey are creeping up. Mostly, the governor says, from gatherings in private homes and backyards. Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.
Also in New Jersey, they're imposing tighter rules on businesses in Newark after a spike in coronavirus cases. All non-essential businesses and dine-in restaurants will shut down by 8 p.m. starting tomorrow night. Mayor Ross Baraka says this isn't the first time that COVID has threatened Newark, and he says once again, Newark will meet this challenge, but with the help from Trenton.
The state will be assisting us with more contact tracing. They also will be providing us with rapid tests in those specific areas, which I believe will help us.
By the way, outdoor dining will end at 11 o'clock starting tomorrow. Newark added 101 new cases yesterday. That's more than all the other towns in Essex County combined. The city's positivity rate stands at 11.2. That's compared to 5.28 statewide.